It's time for our weekly catch-up with National MP Carl Bates.
The latest GDP figures released on Thursday reveal a drop in GDP in the second quarter, down 0.9%. Amidst calls for Economic Minister Nicola Willis to resign, stating she is sending New Zealand's economy in the wrong direction, Willis and Prime Minister Christopher Luxon have reasserted that she is the best person for the job and point to international turmoil and the previous government as at fault for economic struggles. Recent data revealed in the RNZ Reed Research political poll has indicated higher public support for Labour than National, lower preference for Luxon as Prime Minister over Hipkins, New Zealanders increasingly believing the country is heading in the wrong direction, and more people blaming the current government for our financial situation than the previous one. I spoke with National MP Carl Bates about his thoughts on this data, starting with the GDP. Can you explain why this latest Stats NZ data contradicts Economic Minister Nicola Willis's claims that New Zealand is on its way to a surplus?
Well, I think it's important to remember that the data that you're referring to is backward-looking. We're now nearing the end of the third quarter, and there are signs that the economy is growing again. All forecasters are expecting economic growth to strengthen from now on as uncertainty about the impact of increased tariffs eases. And so I think that as we look forward, we're going to see that economic growth the minister is referring to.
Willis pointed to international uncertainty, like you've just said, as a reason for the GDP shrink. How would you back this up given the GDP growth seen by countries like Australia, the UK and Canada?
Well, the second quarter was when substantial tariffs were announced, and that's the quarter the data is referring to. It represented the biggest hit to free trade since the 1930s, which affects the confidence of firms to invest and employ staff and the willingness of households to spend. And clearly we saw some of that occur in New Zealand. Lower interest rates and are starting to filter through the economy as we look forward. And obviously there is evidence of increased mortgage lending. So the impact of tariffs has not been as disruptive as we initially feared. And the outlook for most export sectors remains positive, and that's reflected what the forecasters are expecting in terms of economic growth strengthening as we move forward.
How would you respond to former Finance Minister Roger Douglas's calls for Nicola Willis to resign?
Oh, it's just complete nonsense. Nicola Willis is doing a fantastic job at cleaning up the mess that Labor left us with. As she said last year and she said again this year with the budgets, you can't fix 6 years of bad budgets in one go. You know, anyone who's at home struggling with debt that they've built up over a number of years knows that you can't just cut some costs and focus where you spend and expect it to turn around overnight. It takes time, and Nicola Willis is doing a fantastic job at making sure we're spending money wisely, that there's reprioritisation on the things that really matter to New Zealanders, to the education of our children, like the learning support coordinators that were provided in Budget 2025, and economic growth drivers like the investment boost policy. So some really positive stuff as we look forward to clear out of this mess that Labor left us with at the last election.
Reflecting on some of the comments by Douglas and by other economic experts relating to the GDP about Willis not levelling with the New Zealand public, is there anything this government is looking to do to improve on public trust in financial policy and improve on or uplift New Zealand's economic situation?
Well, as the economy grows, the key to improving our ability to invest in health and education alongside delivering the public services that Kiwis want and deserve is growing the economy. We've been working really hard to deliver economic growth by backing our farmers and growers, promoting tourism, investing in infrastructure and making New Zealand an outstanding place to do business. And today you would have seen, you may have seen this morning the opening of two new skilled pathways for pathway to residency as another way of ensuring we bring the sort of skills we need into New Zealand to support businesses, to employ the people they need, to do the jobs that they need done, to grow productivity and improve the economic outlook here in New Zealand. And so New Zealanders are seeing that coming through, and I think that that is what is giving people confidence that as we move through this year and into next year, we're going to see that improved economic growth that everyone's looking for, and that New Zealanders will know and continue to see that the National is the party that gets us out of these economic holes that Labour always get us into when they're given the checkbook.
Yeah, just shifting into this RNZ research poll that we've just seen the results of, the poll shows that the left and right blocks are pretty neck and neck at the moment for public preference, with Labour itself pulling ahead of National. Are you surprised or worried about the outcome of this data?
The polls come and go. Right now, we are focused on doing what New Zealand needs us to do, which is to fix the economy so that we can grow productivity, grow wages, grow business confidence, and ultimately invest, as I was saying before, in the health, education, and social services that New Zealanders deserve. An opportunity for New Zealanders to judge the performance of the government at the next election, which is just under 18 months away. And I'm confident that when we get there, New Zealanders will show us that vote of confidence that we have done what this country needs as a government after 6 years of a Labor government that spent up large and didn't deliver outcomes for New Zealanders.
Yeah, you've spoken a couple of times here now about the economic decisions of the previous government. In this poll, the results showed that New Zealanders actually hold the current coalition government responsible for economic decline as opposed to the previous government. How would you respond to this data?
The reality is that the last government increased New Zealand's debt by just over $100 billion, and we haven't got much to show for it. We're in the middle of a tough economic time at the moment as a result of that. You know, inflation went up above 7%. National's got it down in the twos. And following on from that, we're seeing interest rates reduce. We're seeing approximately 44% of mortgage holders will come off their fixed rates and be able to refix between now and the end of the year onto some of those lower interest rates that are a result of the economic management of this government. And as New Zealanders feel the impact of that in their pocket, I think you'll see even more New Zealanders recognise the work that this government's done to fix the economic travesty that we were left with at the last election.
One of the topics of this survey also mentioned the capital gains tax. It found in a question in the survey that when the family home is excluded, the amount of support for the capital gains tax outweighs its opposition. Do you think that this is going to be a substantial topic ahead of the next general election?
Well, let's be clear. National will not implement a capital gains tax. However, Labor are dreaming up every way possible to create and implement new taxes, whether it be a wealth tax that Chris Hipkins has been talking about, or a capital gains tax, or a bed tax, or a death tax, or an inheritance tax. It's just crazy that we've got a government right now that's very clear that we're focused on the economic improvements that this country requires, the productivity there, to get New Zealand onto the sort of level footing that we need to be able to provide the education, health and other social services that New Zealanders need. And we've got an opposition that simply wants to tax New Zealand out of this hole, and that's not going to work and it's not going to happen. And this government, National-led government, will not implement a capital gains tax as a result of that.
That was the National Party's Carl Bates on New Zealand's GDP drop and the RNZ Reid Research Poll figures.
That was our weekly chat with National MP Carl Bates.